Our next report comes from our good friend August, who reports to us from Shevlin.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township. This is my report for the week of March 18th through March 24th. The temperatures stayed nice and warm this week, and we melted a lot of snow. Our highest high temperature was 51 degrees Fahrenheit, and our lowest low temperature was 11 degrees Fahrenheit. Wednesday was spring equinox, so the days and nights are approximately equal in length. But not for long, we keep adding about 3 more minutes of daylight each day. This week was very exciting to observe the first northern harriers, Canada geese, and killdeer of spring. I also saw blue jays, hairy woodpeckers, chickadees, and a V of swans flying. We also had an American kestrel around for a few days. While walking on our road, which is gravel again and not covered in snow, we saw caterpillars crawling across. They were about 2 centimeters long and very fuzzy, and had 2 light yellow stripes and 1 black stripe along the length of its body. We're sure that they're not woolly bear caterpillars, but we couldn't figure out what else they might be. Any ideas? Talk to you next week.
Augie, you're one of our top phenologists out there. I can't believe northern harriers, killdeer, kestrels. Man, the birds are really coming up your way. I haven't seen any of those here, but I am every day pretty excited and watching for those same birds to come to my area. The caterpillar you saw, 2 yellow stripes and a black stripe and about 2 centimeters long, I would think just basically that it is a tussock moth caterpillar. Tussock, T-U-S-S-O-C-K. There are several of the tussock moths, and whether or not this one could be identified to species, I'd certainly have to have a better look. Plus, I'd have to have my book. But the tussock moth overwinters as a caterpillar, and so that makes sense. And the other thing about the tussock moth, well, the 2 centimeters, it's probably about half developed. So it starts off, of course, as an egg, and then it goes through, I would estimate, 9, maybe 10 instars, which are shedding of the skin and growing larger. And at this point, they're about half developed. So before spring ends, they'll fully develop, and then they'll evolve or metamorphose into a full-fledged moth, and the whole process will begin again. Good eye out there, Augie. Thank you.